Good morning. These are your local headlines from the San Diego Union-Tribune. I'm David Clary, and today is Monday, October 2nd. A little more than 4 months after its splashy debut, San Diego's Major League Soccer Club is ready to build a permanent home for staff, players, and future phenoms. On Sunday, the organization unveiled plans to construct a $150 million training complex and Right to Dream Youth Academy on the northwestern portion of the Sequan Reservation. With the threat of a strike looming, contract negotiations between the Service Employees International Union and Kaiser Permanente, set to end Sunday, will continue through today. The change suggests that the two sides may be making progress toward avoiding a strike scheduled to start Wednesday. About 4,500 Kaiser workers in San Diego County would be involved in the strike. The rainy season that ended on Saturday night was the wettest in nearly 20 years and featured a social media sensation in the form of Hillary, the first tropical storm to make a direct hit on San Diego in more than 80 years. The San Diego airport recorded 15.7 inches of rain, which is about 6 inches above average. You can find more news online at sandiegouniontribune.com. Thanks for listening.